The lights go on. The fans file in. For the next four quarters, you're in for war.
Down in the corner, Reimer for three, shot good. Reimer hits another one. Reimer now with 20 points in the ballgame, and Houston Kai has got the lead.
It's high school basketball action, and it's on the Breeze 94.5.
And here we go. Lease looks. They throw it underneath. Lease shot at the horn. It's good. He threw it off the back of an Adams Central player, picked it up, and laid it in. The gimmick works.
The pride, the passion, and all of the emotion comes down to tonight. And it's right here on the Breeze 94.5.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. We've got the Class D24 District Championship ball game tonight as the Gildno Hornets get set to take on the Broncos out of Amherst. I'm Mike Willa, call the play-by-play for you tonight. Welcome into the New Tech Seed pregame show here tonight, brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Tonight, the Gildner Hornets, the two-time defending Class D2 state champions, will be looking to get back to the Boys State High School basketball tournament for a fifth straight year. Gildner coming in a record of 20 wins and 4 losses on the season. The only 4 losses this year for Gildner. The second game of the season, they lost to High Plains Community by the score of 50-37. They lost to Kennesaw this year by the score of 52-44. Lost to Brooding Davenport Shickley in the championship game of the Crossroads Conference Tournament by the score of 47-40. 2 games ago, they lost to McCool Junction by the score of 47-44 to wrap up the regular season. Since then, a couple of wins in their sub-district tournament. They beat Lawrence Nelson by the score of 49-27, and they took care of Hampton in the sub-district final last week, winning by the score of 65-25. They take on a team tonight in Amherst. They come in with a record of 13 wins and 9 losses on the season, but Amherst has only lost 2 games with teams in Class D2. The other 7 losses this year have been teams in the higher classifications and in Class D2. Amherst coming in 13-9 on the season. They have been to the state tournament 6 times. They haven't been there for 26 years, though. Last trip was 1987. That's the time when they won a state championship. So Amherst looking to get back to the Boys State High School basketball tournament with a win here tonight over tradition-rich Gildner in this high school basketball game here tonight. Amherst has got wins on their sub-district tournament as they beat Arcadia by the score of 58-42, and they beat Pleasanton this year by the score of 68-49. We expect a good basketball game here tonight. Amherst coming in, averaging about 60 points per ball game in offense. They're giving up 53.9 on the defensive end. Their leading scorer is Dominique Abbott. He's a 6'1" junior. He's averaging 14.9 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. Gildner relies on their defense a little bit more. Gildner is averaging 52.4 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up only 34.6 points per ball game on defense. Gildner's opposition shooting only 32% of their field goals so far this year, 27% from three-point territory, 57% from the free throw line. Gildner averaging 12 turnovers per ball game, but they're forcing 20 on the other end. Leading scorers for the Gildner Hornets so far this season have been Dustin Hastings. He is averaging 10.8 points per ball game. Also, Kyle Hawthorne is averaging 10 points per contest. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Gildner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Giltner State Bank wishes the Giltner Hornets good luck as they continue tournament play. Our new facility is now open on the Giltner Spur. Stop in and meet our friendly staff. They can help you find the right account to meet your needs, whether it's an IRA or a loan for your business. Lobby is open from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday by appointment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Is singing the national anthem here tonight. We're at Gibbon High School. Very nice facility here to hold this district championship ball game here tonight as the lights go out as we get ready for the announcement of the starting lineups here tonight. Makes it kind of tough for the radio guys up here. This is one of six district championship games that are going on tonight in Class D2. Obviously, all the six district champions will move on into the state high school basketball tournament next week. In addition to the two wildcard teams, Giltner is going to start Dustin Hastings tonight, a 6'1" senior. Hastings is averaging 10.8 points per ball game. Kyle Hawthorne is a 5'9" junior, actually a 5'9" senior. Hawthorne is averaging 10 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. The other starters going to be Jacob Finley, a 6'1" senior. Finley is averaging 5.5 points per ball game. Dylan Heinrichs also getting his start. He's a 6'1" senior. Heinrichs is averaging 1.4 points and 2.4 rebounds per game. And the other starter is going to be Ryan Fleyer. He's a 6'1" senior. Fire is averaging 6.6 points per ball game. Nobody told me I needed my flashlight here tonight to get to the starting lineups. Amherst is going to start with Dominique Abbott, a 6'1" junior. Abbott is averaging 14.9 points per ball game. Trey Taubenheim is a 5'10" freshman. He's averaging 6.8 points per ball game. Braden Eckout is a 5'11" freshman. He is averaging 12.2 points per ball game. Ty Heidwinger is a 6'1" freshman. He's averaging 6 points per ball game. And then Caleb Lockhorn, he's a 6'4" senior. He's averaging 5.4 points and 6.7 rebounds per game. There, the lights are back on in the gymnasium here as the lights went out for the starting lineups. The flash lights came on and colored lights. We had everything NBA type of surrounding here as we get set to go for the Class D2. District 4 championship here tonight. Welcome to Gibbon High School. The Broncos are going to come out dressed in their red uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in white. Giltner are going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Giltner will shoot to our basket to our left here tonight. High school basketball is underway. Another game we're watching tonight is going to be Kennesaw and High Plains. They're playing in their district championship ball game. That's a Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. We've got the action from that game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. It's Amherst controlling the opening tip. Driving the ball into the lane is going to be Abbott. He's their leading scorer. Takes it down to Eckout, down to the baseline. Now left side of the lane. There's a short jumper put up there by Lockhorn. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Clyer for Giltner. Here come the Hornets back the other way. Dustin Hastings has got the ball. Hastings off to Heinrichs now. Feeds it down low. Clyer has got it. His pass out to the free throw line is going to be tipped and intercepted. First turnover in the ball game on Giltner. Here come the Broncos back with the ball. Amherst and Giltner here tonight. Class D2-4 district championship ball game. The winner moves to the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Next to Ken Lincoln. Driving down the right side of the lane is Lockhorn. His shot down on the baseline is going to be no good. Caleb Lockhorn missing the shot there. And the rebound comes down to Giltner back the other way. Kyle Hawthorne has got the ball. Amherst is going to start off in a zone defense. Looks like a 2-3 zone here. Against Giltner on the far sideline is Hawthorne. Lobs the ball down low. Now a pass inside is going to be Dylan Hastings. His shot's going to be knocked away. Now a foul is called in backcourt. Foul is going to go on Giltner in backcourt. It's going to go on Dylan Heinrichs. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Hornets. Just underway. 6:53 to play here in the first quarter. No score between Amherst and the Giltner Hornets here tonight. Giltner will pick up the Broncos as they cross the 10-second line. Taubenheim has got the ball. Taubenheim feeds it down low. It's going to be off the fingertips of Hadwinger out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number one on Amherst. They're averaging 13 turnovers per ball game so far this year. 6:43 to play in the first quarter. Nobody has scored yet. Now Amherst will apply some pressure here in backcourt. Giltner has got the ball. Here's Jake Finley. Brings it into the offensive zone. Down to Hawthorne out here, three-point territory. Throws it on the wing to Dustin Hastings. Entry pass to get it inside to Henricks. Now there's side to Hawthorne. Their shot for three is up there. No good. Offensive rebound taken down there by Clyer. Back outside, a three-pointer from the top of the key. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Finley. And the rebound comes down to Amherst. That's an act out with the ball. Gets it ahead now to Abbott. His shot from 10 is going to be up there. No good. Ball swatted around. It's picked up by Dustin Hastings. Hastings down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Drives to the bucket. Offensive foul. Dustin Hastings is hit with an offensive charging foul. Driving the ball in the hole there. He runs over the Amherst Broncos in the lane there. It's going to be the first personal foul on Dustin Hastings. Team foul number two on Giltner. Still no score. We played 2 minutes. In the ball game here tonight between Giltner and Amherst in the Class D2 4 District Championship ball game, driving down the lane and losing the ball out of bounds is going to be Taubenheim. Second turnover on the Amherst Broncos here in the basketball game. That's going to be Giltner coming back the other direction. Again, facing some pressure here in backcourt. Kyle Hawthorne has got the ball. Hawthorne gets the ball ahead to get it to Henricks, and another offensive foul is called. Out on top is a run over Hadwinger outside. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Hawthorne. Just as he got rid of the pass, he runs over Hadwinger out there for Amherst. So the second charge of this first quarter, the third team foul on the Hornets. 5:42 to play in the first quarter. No score between these two teams. Dominic Abbott with the ball, moves it to the elbow. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, and he's fouling the play. Abbott gets the first field goal to go down, don't go down through the hole. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Hawthorne. That's going to be his second personal foul. So Hawthorne picks up his second. Team foul number four on Giltner. And going to the free throw line will be Dominic Abbott. He's a 72% foul shooter in the season. Amherst is a team hitting 62% for the free throw line. As Dominic Abbott will toe the mark here for Amherst. He's their leading scorer on the team, averaging 14.9 points per ball game, 2-0. Amherst has got the lead. Here's a shot from the free throw line. Good. So 3-0 is the score. It's taking a while to get some points on the scoreboard. 5:34 to play here in the first quarter. Amherst stays with their zone defense. Here's Jake Finley with the ball. Comes to the near sideline. That's a Dustin Hastings. Out on top now to Jared Hastings, who's into the ball game. On the right side to Jake Finley. Back out to Hastings out here in three-point territory. Swings it left side to Dustin Hastings. A shot for three is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Finley. Finley brings it out to the top of the key for Giltner. Lobs it left side of the lane to Dylan Henry.
Congratulations to the Giltner Hornets as you advance in basketball postseason play. All of us at B&B Carpet Service in Donovan are cheering you on as you go after a state title. At B&B Carpet Service, we work hard to be the best we can be, just like the Giltner Hornets. Come shop at B&B Carpet the next time you're looking to update your floors. We appreciate the chance to serve you now and in the future. Good luck, Hornets, from B&B Carpet Service in downtown Donovan.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we come back, 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 3-0 is the score. It's a lead for Amherst here in the ball game. There's a shot taken from the right side. It's going to be no good by Jared Hastings. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Amherst basketball. So Giltner so far in the basketball game, they are 0-6 so far in the contest. 0-6 for Giltner. They have not scored yet. We're down to 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play. There's a Taubenheim with the ball now for Amherst. Comes over here on the wing to Preble. Cale Preble with the ball now as he moves it down to the baseline. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected. The scramble is on. It goes out of bounds. It was last touch down there by Amherst. Last touch by John Eberle. That's the third turnover on Amherst here in the ball game. Dylan Henricks comes into the ball game now for Giltner. Coming out is going to be Jake Finley. Off to a slow start. The Hornets are down to 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 3-0 is the score. Dominic Abbott with a field goal and a free throw so far. That's been the only score so far in this ball game. Jared Hastings has got the ball, now to Finley. Out to Hastings, swings it left side now. Well, the ball is going to be Ben Henricks who's got the ball now. Henricks comes out to Dylan Henricks, dribbles the ball down the lane, dumps it off down low, and her shot is up there. It's good. Garrett Poppin scores. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Giltner, and it comes at the 3:45 mark of this first quarter. 3-2 is the score now. Amherst has got the lead. Broncos come back with the ball. Abbott out on top now. That's going to be Hadwiger with the ball. Takes it down to the left side of the lane. Stops. A spinning shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dylan Hendricks. Hendricks left-handed dribble down the near sideline to Jared Hastings. Hastings back out on top. That's Dylan Hendricks with the ball inside the free throw circle. Hendricks gives it up now to Jared Hastings. Two-handed pass goes over to Dylan Hendricks at the free throw line to Clyer. Now left side to Hastings. Back out on top with the basketball there is going to be Dylan Hendricks down in the corner. Jared Hastings, his shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to John Eberle. Eberle gets it out here to the near sideline. Here comes Amherst with the ball. Dominique Abbott has got it out here in 3-point territory to Taubenheim. Taubenheim moves it over to Preble on the wing on the left side. Spins left side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Out to Abbott out here, 25 feet away from the basket. Abbott dribbling with the ball, moves it to the left side. Stops there, reverses the ball to Taubenheim. And now we got a timeout called by Amherst. Amherst calls the timeout. 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we've got a break with a score. Amherst 3, Giltner 2.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, also online at KLIQFM.com. And at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 3-2 is the score. Amherst with the early lead over the Giltner Hornets here tonight in the Class D2 District 4 championship here tonight at Gibbon High School. Amherst calling the timeout. Broncos come back with the ball. Abbott has got it. Entry pass to get her down low. Hadwiger working the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose and it's brought down here by Clyer of Giltner. Giltner comes down the near sideline. Dustin Hastings has got the ball. Drives the baseline to the goal. And shot up and in. Dustin Hastings drives it from the left corner to the goal. He scores, and Giltner has the first lead of the ballgame. 4-3 now with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the first quarter. There's Taubenheim out here in 3-point territory. Comes over to Abbott. Now to Taubenheim. Is running one-hander. Is going to be no good. The ball swatted around. It's picked up by Hadwiger on the far sideline. Out here to Eckhout, who's back into the ballgame. Now to Dominique Abbott. Back out to Eckhout for three. A shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Dustin Hastings. Hastings down the near sideline for Giltner. 1:45 to play here in the first quarter. 4-3. Giltner has got a one-point lead. Jammed house here tonight. That's Gibbon High School. There's a shot from the wing. A three-pointer put up there by Dylan Hastings. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. It's loose and a foul called. Giltner's going to be guilty of a personal foul here. The foul is going to go on... Let's see, Dylan Gartner, who just checked into the ball game there during that last timeout. So Gartner picks up his first personal foul. That's team foul number 5 already on the Hornets here in the first quarter. 1:33 to go. Giltner leading Amherst by the score of 4-3. Boys High School basketball, the district championship game here tonight at Gibbon High School. Giltner is in a man-to-man defense here on this possession. Hadwiger has got the ball now for Amherst out here to Lockhorn, who's back into the ball game. Now to Dominique Abbott. Free throw line extended left side. Abbott dribbling with the ball, moves it to the right side of the floor. Now drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot off of the window. Good. Dominique Abbott circles around, takes it down the right side of the lane, and puts it off of the glass and scores. He's got 5 points in the ball game. And now Amherst is out on top by the score of 6-3. There's a shot in the lane. Somebody up and in. That's a Clyer scoring there for Giltner. That's his first field goal of the ball game. There's a pass inside. The shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Lockhorn. And the rebound comes down here to the Giltner Hornets as they come back with the ball. Giltner's got a 6-5 lead. Hastings with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Hastings comes out here to Dylan Hendricks. Now to the near sideline to a Finley. His pass inside is going to be deflected. Poppin picks it back up. Now they work it over to the right side. Hastings, a shot for three. Good. Dustin Hastings knocks down a three-pointer from the right side. And now the Giltner Hornets have a 4-point lead over Amherst. 9-5 is the score. 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Lockhorn has got it out here in three-point territory to Taubenheim. Taubenheim to Eckhout. Free throw line extended right side. There's a pass to Hadwiger. Throws it down in the corner. Now back outside to Eckhout. His shot for three is no good. Rebound Lockhorn battling for the ball. He lost it. It's picked up by Dustin Hastings down the right sideline. And time expires here in the first quarter. First quarter in the books. They're the Class D2-4 district championship ball game tonight. After one quarter, Giltner's got the lead. It's the Hornets 9 and the Amherst Broncos 5.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight. Giltner has got the lead over Amherst in the D2-4 district championship ball game here at Gibbon. 9-5 is the score. Giltner with the opening possession of the second quarter. There's a shot from Finley from the corner. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hadwiger. So Hadwiger has got it down for Amherst. The Broncos drew first blood. They led 3-0 in the ball game before Giltner finally scored at the 3:45 mark of the first quarter. Amherst has got the ball now in their offensive zone. Sabenheim has got the ball over on the wing on the left side. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Stops there. Throws it to Lockhorn. Left side of the lane. Back out on top to Eckhout. Dribbles the ball down the lane. Stops. Puts a man in the air. Shot off the glass is good. Braden Eckhout scoring there for Amherst. And now it's a 9-7 ball game. Giltner has got the lead. Hawthorne inside the free throw line. Throws it back out here to Hendricks down in the corner. Hastings, a shot for three is good. Dustin Hastings knocks down a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. He's got 8 points in the ball game. And now Giltner is out on top by a score of 12-7. A minute into the second quarter from Gibbon High School here tonight. Lockhorn's got the ball. A little 10-footer from the right side of the lane. It's going to be no good. And a rebounding foul is going to be called on Hadwiger for Amherst. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on Amherst in the basketball game. We got another district championship game going on in the ranks here tonight. Is Kennesaw in the area. They're playing High Plains Community in the D1-2 district championship game at Grand Island Central Catholic. We've got the action tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. 12-7 is the score here. Giltner has got a 5-point lead. Giltner has the ball back to their offensive zone. Hastings again for three. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose. It's brought down here by Taubenheim. Taubenheim, long pass up the floor to Abbott. Drives his shot up there, good. Dominic Abbott scores again. He's got 3 field goals, 7 points already in the ball game for Amherst. 12-9 is the score. Giltner now with a 3-point lead. Hornets have the basketball back to their offensive zone. Dustin Hastings now to Jared Hastings. Two-handed pass to the far sideline to Dustin Hastings. On the far sideline, bounce pass to Clyre. It's too far out of bounds. Clyre posted up left side of the lane. They tried to give him the ball, and it was thrown out of bounds. The second turnover on Giltner. The Hornets shot 4 out of 12 in the first quarter for 33%. Amherst only 2 out of 12 for 17%. Giltner was 1 out of 6 on three-pointers for 17%. Amherst was 0 out of 2. The rebounds, Giltner had 8. Amherst had 4. Each team had 3 turnovers in the first quarter of play. There's a pass inside. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Off of the front iron by Hadwiger. Rebound comes down here to the Broncos there. Hadwiger gets the ball back, and he banks one home from the right side of the lane. So Ty Hadwiger misses his first shot, and eventually he got the ball back on the right side of the lane. He puts it in off of the window. That's his first field goal. Amherst is now within 1 point. 12-11 is the score. 5:40 to play. There's a long-range jumper put up on the left side. Good, a three-pointer. Kyle Hawthorne. Giltner converts on 33% of their three-pointers. There's a three-pointer back the other way by Abbott. His shot is up and in. Dominique Abbott gets a three-pointer as he answers it right back for Amherst. And now the ball is going to be deflected out of bounds here. So 15-14 is the score. Giltner and Amherst going at it here tonight in boys high school basketball. And now the Hornets will go to the bench here as Matt Drew will send a couple of new guys into the ball game. Giltner has got a 15-14 lead. It was 9-5 at the end of the first quarter in favor of Giltner. Out here is going to be Dylan Henricks. Throws it back down in the corner to Dustin Hastings. Now inside working with the ball is Kleiner. Tries to be blocked down. The ball is going to be recovered here by Tommenheim as he runs her back the other way to the goal. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Hastings on the dribble back the other way for the Giltner Hornets into the offensive zone. Throws it to the right side. That's Finley. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Eckhout. Eckhout has got the ball now for Amherst. Gets it into the hands. Other playmaker here, Tobenheim, has got the ball. Over here to Eckhout on the near sideline. Holds the ball right in front of the Giltner bench. 200 pass cross court. Goes out of bounds. Deflected out of bounds over there by Dylan Hastings of Giltner. Into the ball game now will be Preble. Cale Preble into the contest now for Amherst. John Eberle also checks in. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Here in quarter number two, 15-14 is the score. Giltner has got the lead. Hornets looking for their fifth straight year that they have qualified for the state championship. Of course, the two-time defending Class D2 state champs looking to get back here in 2013. There's a pass that can be intercepted by Dustin Hastings as he drives toward the goal. His shot is up there and in. Hastings got the interception and the goal. Hastings has now got 10 points in the ballgame. That's the fourth turnover on Amherst in the ballgame. 17-14 is the score now. Here's a Dominic Abbott with the ball. Cross-court pass to Eckhout. Out to the top of the key to Preble. Now left side to Abbott again. The Preble out here in three-point territory. Loses his footing. Gets the pass away to Eckhout here on the wing on the right side. Down in the corner. Lockhorner's got it. His pass out on top is going to be mishandled there by Preble. Ball is brought down by Hastings. He drives, shoots, and misses a shot, but he's hit with another offensive charging foul. That's three charges we have seen from Giltner here in the first half of play. Dustin Hastings has got two of them. That's his second personal foul. Now he's going to have to check out of the ball game. Here comes Kyle Hawthorne back into the contest now for the Hornets. So three charging fouls on Giltner in the first half alone. But now Amherst can come back. They can tie things up here with a three-point field goal. Just by the four-minute mark here in the second quarter, 17-14 the score. Giltner has got a three-point lead. That's out on top. Tabenheim has got the ball, trying to penetrate. Cut off there. Good defense by Giltner. Bounce pass goes inside. A shot's going to be blocked down. Hadwiger's shot is blocked down by Giltner's Dylan Gartner. And the ball is recovered here by the Hornets down the near sideline. Losing control of the ball is Dylan Henricks. The ball is going to be brought down by Tobenheim back the other way. Nice pass. There's a shot blocked down, but a foul called. Hadwiger driving toward the goal there for Amherst. He got the shot away, but it was blocked out of bounds, and a foul is called here on the Hornets. Personal is going to be called on Kyle Hawthorne. That's going to be his third personal foul. So Hawthorne has got three. Dustin Hastings has got two. Dylan Henricks has got one personal foul for the Hornets. Going to the free throw line will be Hadwiger. He's a 49% foul shooter in the season, and this one is up there. It's no good. Halfway down and pops out. Dustin Hastings coming back in. Kleiner coming back in. Jake Finley coming back in now for the Giltner Hornets. 17-14 is the score. Giltner has got a three-point lead. Ty Hadwiger goes to the free throw line for his second of two shots here. Into the ball game. Here comes Eckhout back in. Here comes Caleb Lockhorn back into the ball game now for the Broncos. Amherst coming in, a record of 13 wins and 9 losses on the season. Giltner is 20-4. Shot from the free throw line is up and in, so Hadwiger hits one out of two from the free throw line. He has now got 3 points in the ball game. The Giltner lead is now 2 points at 17-15. There's a Jake Finley with the ball. Jake Finley out on top. They get it to a Dylan Henricks. Henricks takes it to the top of the key. Down the lane. His running one-hander is up there. It's going to be good. Dylan Henricks hits his first field goal of the ball game. And it's now a 19-15 score. Giltner has got a four-point lead. We're in the second quarter, 3:12 to play. Here at Gibbon High School tonight, the D2-4 district championship ball game on the breeze. Dominic Abbott with the ball 25 feet away from the basket. Goes cross-court. Lockhorn has got it now to Tobenheim. Tobenheim out to Dominique Abbott out here in three-point territory as he holds the ball. And a man-to-man defense here for Giltner. Eckhout has got it now to the far sideline. Hadwiger dribbles the ball to the free throw line. The ball is going to be lost, but it's picked up here by Abbott on the near sideline. Keeps the ball alive here for the Broncos. Gets it into the hands now of Eckhout. Dribbles down the lane. Throws it down on the baseline. The Lockhorn back outside. Abbott, his shot for three. No good. Battle for the rebound is loose on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. A pushing foul here on Giltner. So a foul here is going to go on Garrett Poppin. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 already on the Hornets. Amherst has only got 2 team fouls here in the first half. Ty Hadwiger goes to the free throw line now for Amherst. He missed a free throw a little while ago. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 3 points in the ball game. A shot is up there, and the shot good. They'll get one more shot. Amherst is a team knocking down 62% of their free throws so far this year, 39% from the field, 27% from three-point territory. 19-16, Giltner with a lead. Hadwiger goes back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is up there. Rattles off of the front iron and back down through the hole. It looked like it wanted to jump out of there, but it gets the backspin down through the hole. Hadwiger hits a pair, and the Giltner lead is now 2 points at 19-17. Far sideline, Dustin Hastings with the ball. Entry pass to Hendricks and a foul called. Hendricks came slicing across the lane, left to right. They got him the ball. Then a foul is going to be called here on Trey Taubenheim for Amherst. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos. End of the ball game, Ben Hendricks now. Also in, Jared Hastings coming into the contest. So it's going to be Gilder inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Dustin Hastings comes out here to Ben Hendricks. His pass to the near side, nearly intercepted, nearly lost out of bounds too. Dustin Hastings has got the ball. Dustin Hastings down for Gildner, gets it to a Dylan Hendricks. Over on the right side, now to Hastings for 3, a shot good again. Dustin Hastings has got 13 points in the ball game. He averages 10.8 on the season. Dustin Hastings, a 35% shooter from three-point range during the regular season. He's lit him up here tonight. There's a shot in the lane. No good by Eckhout. Long rebound. It comes out here in the three-point territory. Picked up by Taubenheim. Taubenheim back out to Eckhout. He shoves away at the free throw line. Offensive charging foul. Braden Eckhout knocks down Ryan Klier of Giltner. Eckhout gets hit with a charging foul. A little shove away there at the free throw line. That's going to be the first foul on Eckhout. Team foul number 3, it should be on the Amherst Broncos. 22-17 is the score. Giltner has got a 5-point lead. This match is their biggest lead of the ball game so far. Giltner has got the ball with 90 seconds to go. There's a shot for 3. It's good again. Jared Hastings knocks down a 3 from the wing on the left side of the lane. That's his first field goal. And Giltner has now got an 8-point lead at 25-17, driving to the hole. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Abbott. And the rebound comes down here to Giltner. So now the Hornets have a chance to add to their lead right here. With a minute and 14 seconds to play. There's a baseline jumper put up there. It's going to be no good there by Poppin. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It's going to be picked up down there by Ben Hendricks. He saves it for Giltner. Hendricks back outside. There's a three-pointer jacked up by Dylan Hendricks. And a shot no good, but he's fouled into play out here in three-point territory. So a mistake there by Amherst. Braden Eckhout gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Giltner to the free throw line here for 3 shots with a minute to play here in this first quarter. Going to the line will be Dylan Hendricks. He's just a 48% foul shooter on the season at 20 out of 41 from the free throw line. He'll have 3 shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting from beyond the arc. 25-17, Giltner has got the lead. Shot from the line, no good. These are the first 3 free throws that Giltner has shot here in this first half of play at Gibbon tonight. Dylan Hendricks will have another one. His shot is up there. That one is good. A weird spin of the ball there, but got the end result. It goes down through the hole. And that gives Giltner now a 10-point lead, 27-17 over Amherst here in this ball game. Dylan Hendricks will have one more. 6'1" senior for Giltner. He misses that one, so he hits 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, and the rebound comes down to Caleb Lockhorn. Now for Amherst. Broncos running back the other way with under a minute to play here in the quarter. Taubenheim has got the ball over here to a Preble. Free throw line extended right side all the way to the sideline. Here's Hadwiger. He's shot for 3. Nope, it's on the line. Ty Hadwiger hits the field goal just inside the ring. He's now got 7 points in the ball game for Amherst. An 8-point ball game. Giltner is out on top, 27-19. We've hit 30 seconds to go now in the second quarter. And now Giltner will play for the final shot. Dylan Hendricks has got the ball out of Finley. Cross-court pass goes to Jared Hastings. Finley gets it back. Back out here in the three-point territory to Hendricks. Looking at the clock, we're down to 17 seconds to play in the second quarter. Finley. Down to Hendricks. Hendricks trying to drive it. Throws it over to Hastings on the right side. Hastings, two-handed pass comes over to Finley. Finley back outside. Dribbling with the ball down the lane. It's going to be Hendricks. Is running one-hander. Is no good. Rebound is loose. And now a whistle and a foul called. Battling for the ball inside was Dylan Hendricks for Giltner. And he gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Giltner has got 9 team fouls now here in the first half of play. So we walk to the other end of the floor. This will be a shooting situation. Going to the line will be Caleb Lockhorn. He's a 55% foul shooter on the season for Amherst. He's averaging 5.4 points per ball game. He has not scored so far tonight. The shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Giltner. Poppin grabs it, and time runs out here in the second quarter of play. We have reached halftime already here in our Class D2 4 district championship ball game from Gibbon High School. And the score at halftime, it is Giltner 27, Amherst 19. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
In the market for some Galve? See Mike or Dale Taubenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, pay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills from Taubenheim Galve.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our halftime show tonight is brought to you by Allen's of Hastings. Get more for your dollar when you shop at your locally owned Allen's Superstore. Shop Allen's Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunting apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ad. It offers thousands of unadvertised in-store specials each and every day. So why shop anywhere else? Well, you can shop at your locally owned Allen's Superstore. The You Get More Superstore, they're located at 1115 West 2nd Street in Hastings. So Giltner got to a slow start tonight. In fact, it took them until the 3:45 mark of the first quarter until they got any points on the scoreboard. It was 3-2 at that point in favor of Amherst. Giltner had their first lead of the contest at 4-3 with 2:11 to play in the first quarter. Giltner led at the end of one by a score of 9-5. They stretched the lead to 5 points early in the second quarter at 12-7. Giltner also had a 5-point lead at 22-17, stretched the lead to 8 points at 25-17 with a minute and 30 seconds to play. And right now they've got an 8-point lead here at halftime by a score of 27-19. So the two-time defending Class D2 state champs, the Giltner Hornets, trying to make it back to the State High School Boys Basketball Tournament for the fifth year in a row. And the Hornets have the lead, 27-19, here at halftime. One other score going on that we're watching here tonight, a Class D1 district championship game involving the Kennesaw Blue Devils. They are now leading at halftime over High Plains Community by the score of 26-25. So 26-25, Kennesaw has got a 1-point lead over High Plains Community in their district championship games here tonight. Again, you're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here on The Breeze with Giltner out on top of Amherst by the score of 27-19. 6 district championships being decided tonight in Class D2. All 6 champions will move on to the state tournament, and we'll have 2 wild card teams here in the Class D2. The other games going on tonight, you've got Sterling playing Dorchester at Firth Norris tonight. Humphrey is playing Spalding Academy at Norfolk. Why Not is playing Wausau at Hardington Cedar Catholic tonight. Giltner here against Amherst at Gibbon High School. The other 2 districts, you've got Anselma Myrna playing Juanita Palisade at Hershey, and Sandhills Thetford against Layton out at Sutherland. A lot of people have been asking about the wild card in the Class D2. I don't think if Giltner should happen to drop this ball game that they would receive a wild card. It looks like those two wild cards have already been given out. Fall City Sacred Heart in Class D2. Bancroft Rosalie appear to be the two wild card teams in Class D2. They're both ahead of Giltner in the point standings right now, and they have been beaten out of the sub-districts heading into tonight's action. So the Pillars, Giltner sitting ninth in the point standings, would have to win this ball game tonight to move on to the state tournament. Same story for Amherst. They are sitting 18th in the point standings as of tonight. Class D1 district finals going on tonight. The other games going on besides that Kennesaw game, you've got Johnson Brock playing Bruning Davenport Shickley down at Beatrice. Kennesaw has got a one-point lead over High Plains Community at halftime of their ball game at Grand Island Central Catholic. In the score at the halftime break in GI is 26-25 in favor of Kennesaw. You've got Howells Dodge playing Randolph tonight at Norfolk Catholic. St. Mary's playing Burwell tonight at St. Paul. Overton is playing Arapahoe at Cozad. And Paxton is taking on Potter Dix in the Class D1-6 district championship game at Creek Valley in Chapel. So those are the games that are going on. The girls' state high school basketball tournament gets underway on Thursday in Lincoln. The boys will follow a week from Thursday, also down in Lincoln. 27-19 is the score here. It is Giltner out on top of the Amherst Broncos. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner. Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce are happy to support Giltner Athletics and would like to send out a big congratulations to all the players on a great season. Go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here tonight. Giltner is out on top of Amherst at the break by a score of 27-19. Checking the scoring so far in the ball game for Giltner. They're being led by Dustin Hastings. Hastings has knocked down one, two, three three-pointers in the ball game. He's got two two-point field goals. Hastings with 13 points to lead Giltner in the first half of play. The other scores for the Hornets. You got Jared Hastings. He's knocked down a three-pointer for three. Kyle Hawthorne has hit a three-pointer for three. Dylan Hendricks, the old-fashioned three-pointer. He's got a field goal. And he's also got a free throw in the first half of play for his 3 points. Garrett Poppin has hit a field goal for two. Ryan Clyer has got a field goal and 2 points. Giltner is one out of three from the free throw line in the first half of play. Dominique Abbott is leading the way for Amherst so far. He has got 3 2-point field goals, and he's got a three-pointer. He's also one out of one from the free throw line. Only two other guys have scored for Amherst here in the first half. Ty Hadwinger, he's got a couple of field goals, and he's got 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Braden Eckhout has got a field goal for two. Amherst is 4 out of 6 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. In the score here at halftime, it's Giltner out on top of Amherst by the score of 27-19. The shooting numbers in the first half of play, Giltner hit 55% of their field goals in the second quarter tonight. They were 6 out of 11 after getting off to a shaky start in the first quarter at 33%. So Giltner at halftime hitting 10 out of 23 from the field for 43%. Amherst just 7 out of 22 for 32%. Giltner 4 out of 12 on three-pointers in the first half for 42%. Amherst just 1 out of 4 for 25%. The rebounds about even. Giltner has 12. Amherst has got 11. Amherst has got 4 offensive rebounds and 7 on defense. Giltner has got 3 offensive rebounds and 9 on defense. Giltner has turned the ball over 6 times in the basketball game so far. Meanwhile, Amherst, they have got 6 turnovers in the contest. Giltner has got 3 steals. Amherst has got 2. Giltner has got 2 blocked shots. And Amherst has got 1. Gunner's score here at halftime is Giltner out on top of Amherst by the score of 27-19. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allens Superstore of Hastings. Allens has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allens Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Gibbon High School as we get sent for the second half here tonight. 26. Actually, it should be 27-19. They had some problems with the scoreboard during halftime. It should be 27-19 is what the score should be. They got 26 up on the scoreboard, so they're going to try to work on that. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. And also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, Kennesaw's got a 1-point lead over High Plains Community. They're at halftime of their district championship ball game at Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. 26-25 is the score there. So they're working on the scoreboard down here. As we get set to go for the second half of play, again, Dustin Hastings is leading the way for Giltner. He has got 13 points in the ball game as he's knocked down 3 3-pointers in the ball game. The leading scorer for Amherst in the ball game has been Dominique Abbott. He has got to 10 points. So 26-19 is what's on the scoreboard. It should be a 27-19. Is that the right score? All right, they've worked over the books now, and I guess the 26-19 is the right score. So 26-19 is the right score all this time. So they make the correction on the scoreboard as they continue to work on that for some reason, as the officials are down here at the scores table making sure everything's correct down here, maybe rehashing the scorebook here in the first half. So we got a quick timeout here. Let's take another break here. We're at halftime as Giltner is leading Amherst 26-19. Back with more after this.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, they got things all situated here. We're ready to go. 26-19 should be the score, and that's what they have on the board now as we get ready to go. Amherst has got the ball to begin this second half of play. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Oppenheim has got the ball out to Dominique Abbott, who had a good first half as he scored 10 points for the Broncos. He's got the ball again on the wing on the left side. Giltner will start off in a zone defense now. Here's Abbott. His shot from the wing is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball loose on the baseline. It's still loose. It goes out of bounds. The officials looking to give the ball here to Amherst. So Giltner played man the entire first half, and now they start off their first possession here in the second half with a zone defense. And Amherst will play things in as they get it over there to Taubenheim on the wing on the right side, looking to drive it, can't do it, gives it out. Eckhout has got the ball. Eckhout brings it to the free throw line, down to Abbott over on the wing on the left side, out in three-point territory. Dominique Abbott with the ball on the dribble, moves it to the right side of the lane, gets it over here to Lockhorn, dribbles down the left side of the lane, can't do anything with the ball. Finally, his pass is going to be chipped, and he's going to be picked up out here by Eckhout out of the top of the key. Eckhout gives the ball away here on the near sideline as he gets it to a Hadwinger. Down to Eckhout again. Braden Eckhout brings it out into three-point territory. Now Giltner has gone back to a man-to-man defense, so they fly zone for the early portion of this possession. They go back to man. There's a pass inside. It's going to be over the head of Hadwinger. It's going to be taken down by Giltner. 26-19 is the score. Giltner has got the lead. 6:50 to play here in the third quarter. Kyle Hawthorne has got the ball for the Hornets to Dustin Hastings. Amherst is going to stay with their zone defense. A 2-3 zone or a 1-2-2 zone there. Entry pass to get it inside to Hendricks down in the corner. A shot to three is up there and in. Dustin Hastings cannot miss tonight for Giltner. Hastings has knocked down another three-pointer. He's got 16 points in the ball game, and now Giltner is out on top with a score of 29-19 with 6 minutes and 25 seconds to play. There's a pass inside to get it to Lockhorn. His shot off the glass is up there and rolls in for a field goal. Caleb Lockhorn scores there for Amherst. That's his first field goal. 29-21. Broncos staying within the striking distance here in the second half. There's Dylan Hendricks with the ball. Cross-court pass goes over there to Kyle Hawthorne. Brings it back to the right side. That's Hendricks with the ball. Dribble penetration. Throws it out on the baseline. And a little short jumper is up there at end. Ryan Plyer scores a little five-footer off of the right baseline. As Hendricks got the penetration in the lane, it's now 31-21. Again, a 10-point lead. Matches the biggest lead of the ball game for Giltner. This is on the baseline. It's up and in. Dominique Abbott scoring. Dominique Abbott now with 12 points in the ball game, 31-23. Giltner has got the ball. There's a shot in the lane by Hawthorne. His shot is up and in. Well, he just worked the ball around, and Kyle Hawthorne gets an easy field goal right in front of the basket. He's got five. Again, 33-23, a 10-point lead for the Hornets. 5.5 to play. There's a pass inside. It's going to be deflected away from Lockhorn. It's going to be out of bounds. And they say it was last touched there by a diving Dustin Hastings trying to save the ball for Giltner. So it'll be Amherst playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here comes Jared Hastings back into the ball game now. Going out will be Jake Finley for the Hornets. Amherst will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They have to come way out on top. That's going to be a Taubenheim with the ball out here. Picked up by Kyle Hawthorne. Hawthorne pokes the ball away. Taubenheim picks her back up here for Amherst. Gets the ball in the hands of Eckhout. His pass inside is going to be over the head of everybody. And the ball's going to be brought down here by Giltner. That's the eighth turnover on Amherst. Their second one here in the third quarter. Hastings has got the ball deep in the corner on the right side. He's double teamed. Dustin Hastings takes it to the free throw line in the dribble. Now to Jared Hastings out here beyond the arc. Throws it to the right side to Hawthorne. Down on the baseline. Now they shovel the ball away to the left side of the lane. Hendricks back inside to Hawthorne. Shot is up there good. Now Hawthorne scores in the lane again. He's got 7 points in the contest, and now Amherst wants to call a timeout as Giltner has opened up a 12-point lead. 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play now in quarter number three. We'll take a break with a score. Giltner 35 and Amherst 23.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight brought to you in part by the Bank of Donovan, also by Advantage Chevrolet, and by the State Bank of Riverdale. Coming out of the timeout, Amherst throws the basketball away. That's the ninth turnover on Amherst here in the basketball game, their third one so far here in the third quarter. Dustin Hastings drops the ball down low. There's a shot up and in, and he's fouling the play. Garrett Poppin gets the field goal for Giltner running beneath the basket there, and he is fouling the play. Poppin now with a couple of field goals and 4 points. The foul goes on Caleb Lockhorn. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number one on Amherst here in the third quarter. And now Giltner has opened up a 14-point lead. 37-23 is the score. The Hornets have the advantage. Garrett Poppin to the free throw line. He's a 51% foul shooter on the season as he'll have a shot here to try to make this a three-point play. Head coach for Giltner, Matt Drew, going to the bench here. Sending in some subs. They've got about an 8-9 man rotation, and all nine of these guys are pretty strong for Giltner. The free throw line will be Poppin as he toes the mark. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down here to Amherst. Eberle back into the ball game now for Amherst as he grabs the rebound there, gets it into the hands of Tobenheim as he comes into the forecourt. Now the wing on the left side to Preble, who's back in there. They work it around to Dominique Abbott on the wing on the right side. Now to Tobenheim. To Abbott, to Tobenheim at the top of the key. Spins, trying to get away. Giltner is in a zone defense right now. Again, they flash zone. Preble is out here in the three-point territory. Throws it to Tobenheim. Tobenheim holds it. Now to the near sideline to Preble. Tobenheim has got it back out here in three-point territory. Looking right, looking right. Now comes back to the left wing. With a basketball there is going to be Preble. As Amherst is having problems attacking this zone defense. Here's Preble with the ball out in three-point territory. He sends it over to Abbott on the right wing. Cross-court pass to Tobenheim. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Hadwinger. His shot in the lane. He's going to be way off the mark. No good. Rebound loose. It goes out of bounds. Giltner ball. So they worked the defense a little bit. They finally get the shot they wanted right in front of the basket, but that one was ugly. It was off of the left side. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Giltner ball as they bring her back the other way. We're down to 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 37-23. Giltner has their biggest lead of the ball game now at 14 points, and there's a shot taken underneath the basket by Clyer. It's no good. Clyer gets his own rebound. Comes back out to Dustin Hastings out on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass out to Hawthorne. Between the circles, now to Ben Henricks down on the baseline, and now we got a foul called. We got her down to Clyer on the baseline, and the pass goes inside. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Amherst, and it's going to be Giltner playing it in. The foul goes on Preble. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Amherst. And now the Broncos, I think, want to call a timeout. Yes. Amherst wants to call a timeout with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play. We'll take a break. We're in the third quarter. It's now Giltner 37 and the Amherst Broncos 23.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High Plains leading Kennesaw, 35-33. They're in the third quarter at Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. 37-23 is the score here. Giltner has got the lead over Amherst. There's a feed inside to Gardner. Shot is up and in. Dylan Gardner just checked in there. He's a big boy for the Giltner Hornets. 6'4" and a senior. And he knocks that one down off of the inbounds. And the Hornets have now opened up a 39-23 advantage over Amherst. The ball nearly intercepted. Tobenheim picks her back up, throws it over in the right side to Preble. He's double-teamed, loses control of the ball. Picked up in the lane, and shot is up there. It's no good. And a whistle, a traveling violation. Ball is picked up in the lane there, and a traveling violation is called on Amherst. I think that was Hadwinger who picked up the loose ball. Boy, he was among tall timber in there for Giltner. He's whistled for a traveling violation. 10 turnovers on Amherst in the ball game. Giltner is out on top now by a score of 39-23. Giltner has scored the last 6 points in the ball game. Giltner led at halftime 26-19. Hornets have the ball back in their offensive zone. There's a Dylan Henricks with the ball to Jake Finley, who's back into the ball game now. Finley to Hastings, to Finley, right side to Henricks. Entry pass deflected away, out of the bounce. It's off of the fingertips of Garrett Poppin. So Poppin was the last to touch it. That's the seventh turnover on Giltner here in the ball game. 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 39-23. Giltner has got the lead. Eckhout drives it down the right side of the lane. He's met with opposition there and a reaching in foul on the Hornets. A foul is going to be called here on Jared Hastings. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Hornets here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. Amherst will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Preble gets it to the far sideline to Dominique Abbott. Out here in three-point territory, down to Preble. Brings it back to Abbott, nearly threw the ball into the bleachers. Abbott climbs the ladder to bring her down. Dominique Abbott back out here in the three-point territory. Tobenheim has got the ball. Down to the free throw line, a jumper is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. It is no good by Lockhorn, and a foul is called on the rebound. Hitting the deck in the lane was Eberle for Amherst, and a personal foul is going to be called on the Broncos. It's going to go on to Kale Preble. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three in the Broncos. Amherst has scored just 4 points so far here in the second half of play. High Plains is now leading Kennesaw 44-38. They are moving into the fourth quarter, so Kennesaw trailing in their district championship ball game. There's a feed down low, and a shot is up and in. Ryan Clyer scoring there for Giltner. He's got his third field goal of the contest. That's now a 41-23 ball game. There's a shot taken on the baseline. It's no good, but a foul is called. Dominique Abbott trying to drive the ball in the hole, and he's fouling a play here by. It's going to go on Garrett Poppin, and that's going to be his second. So Giltner is out to their biggest lead of the ball game now at 41-23. A minute and 49 seconds to go. It's been a while since Amherst has scored. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good as he misses the free throw. So they have about 4 minutes, they say, without scoring here in this third quarter of play. Amherst on a four-minute scoring drought here in the fourth quarter while Giltner has opened up a 41-23 advantage. Dominique Abbott will have one more free throw. His shot is up there, and the shot good. So it's now 41-24. A four-minute scoring drought there for the Amherst Broncos. And Giltner takes advantage. There's an entry pass knocked away from Clyer. A turnover on Giltner. Now a pass down to floor. It's going to be taken right back. Henricks picks her up now for the Hornets, running back the other way. Dustin Hastings has got the ball. Dustin on the left side of the lane, dribbles with it. Now he's being attacked out there defensively by Preble. There's a pass to the free throw line to Finley back outside. Hastings for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound. Clyer, foul called. Clyer got the rebound for the Hornets, but he was knocked around. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Trey Tobenheim. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's team foul number four on Amherst. Eckhout comes back into the ball game. Here comes Handwinger back into the ball game now for the Broncos. Hastings, brother Giltner will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They take it to the far sideline. That's Hastings with the ball. Bounce pass down in the corner. And now we got an offensive charging foul. They got the ball to a Dylan Gartner on the low block right side. He just kind of backs up and throws an elbow into a Bronco in there and picks up an offensive charging foul. The second foul on Dylan Gartner. 41-24 is the score. Giltner has outscored Amherst 15-5 so far here in the third quarter to play as we approach the one-minute mark here in this third quarter. Eck out with the ball out here to a Preble in three-point territory. Tobenheim has got it. Entry pass to get it inside to Hadwinger. Another foul is going to be called inside. Hadwinger got it just to the left of the basket, and he was met by a couple of Hornets, and the foul is going to be called here on Ryan Clyer. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number four now in the Hornets. Exactly a minute to play here in this third quarter. Giltner has got the lead, 41-24. Here's Hadwinger with the ball. His little short turnaround jumper is going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Giltner. That's Clyer with the ball. Clyer gets the ball now to Hastings. Into the forward court to a Jake Finley. Cross-court pass goes over to Dylan Henricks. Henricks puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here into three-point territory. Two-handed pass goes to Hastings on the wing. Back out here to Dylan Henricks. Henricks at the top of the key. Hastings on the far sideline. Hastings brings it to the elbow. Bounce pass down the wing. It's going to be taken away from Poppin. And now a jump ball is called. The pass was a little bit low. Poppin went down to try to grab the ball off of the hardwood there. And he was tied up on the play. Arrow is pointing in favor of Giltner. So the Hornets will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 29.4 seconds to play. They're in the third quarter. 41-24. Giltner has got the lead. Dominique Abbott back into the ball game now for Amherst. Kale Preble will check out. Dustin Hastings will inbound the ball. They get it to a Dylan Henricks outside down to Finley. There's a pass down low. A shot is taken by Poppin. It's going to be no good. Poppin goes after his missed shot there, but the ball is rebounded by Dominique Abbott. Abbott runs her back the other way for the Broncos. 15 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Dominique Abbott with the ball. His pass deflected. Abbott picks it back up. Good defense there by Giltner. There's a pass to Taubenheim down on the baseline. His shot's going to be knocked out of his hands. It is picked up here by Klier. Long pass down the floor. Intercepted there by Hadwinger. His shot at the buzzer is going to be no good from backcourt. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. It was a good one for Giltner as they held Amherst without scoring for about 4 minutes out of the eight in that third quarter. And Giltner has got the lead. Going into the fourth and final quarter, it's Giltner 41, Amherst 24.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Congratulations to the Giltner Hornets as you advance in basketball postseason play. All of us at B&B Carpet Service in Donovan are cheering you on as you go after a state title. At B&B Carpet Service, we work hard to be the best we can be, just like the Giltner Hornets. Come shop at B&B Carpet the next time you're looking to update your floors. We appreciate the chance to serve you now and in the future. Good luck, Hornets, from B&B Carpet Service in downtown Donovan.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Gibbon High School, the fourth and final quarter tonight. Giltner has got the lead 41-24. Amherst has got the ball in their offensive zone. Dominic Abbott has got the ball. His pass down low is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. That's a 12 turnover on Amherst in the ball game. So Giltner has got the ball. Now a 17-point lead here in this Class D2-4 district championship ball game tonight. Jared Hastings with the ball for Giltner. Gets it over here to the elbow to Ben Henricks. Down low, the ball mishandled by Dustin Hastings. He just puts it up there left-handed, though. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Eckhout. Eckhout dribbles behind his back all the way down to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Partially deflected there by Finley. Ball is recovered by Jared Hastings. Down to Finley. Into the backcourt to a Kyle Hawthorne, who will bring things up now for the Hornets. 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Giltner 41, Amherst 24. Here's Finley at the ball. At the elbow, right side of the lane, goes over to Dustin Hastings. Hastings with it now, holding the ball. Comes back over here to a Jared Hastings out here in three-point territory. Ben Henricks has got now ball as it's going to be slapped away. It is loose and is picked up here by Hadwinger. Turnover number 9 in the ball game for Giltner. Back at the other end, a shot by Eckhout, no good. Ball tapped out. Tannenbaum has it. His shot's up there. It's going to be no good from about 10 feet away. Rebound comes down to Hawthorne, and now we got a timeout from Giltner. Matt Drew wants to call a timeout here. We'll take a quick break. 6 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Giltner 41, Amherst 24.
Advantage Chevrolet Buick.
I want to talk to my mom.
Well, what's her name? Maybe I can page her.
Mommy.
That figures. Why was she coming here?
She said she was looking for a gift for Daddy.
Well, any of our new crossovers like the Buick Enclave would make a great gift for your dad.
But I only have 17 cents. That's why Mommy is shopping.
With our great deals and affordable financing, we can help your mom find a great gift for your dad.
The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Advantage Chevrolet Buick, 1111 M Street in Aurora. Buick, luxury as it should be.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce are happy to support Giltner Athletics and would like to send out a big congratulations to all the players on a great season. Go Hornets! The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we come back, we got a personal foul in backcourt. It's going to go on Taubenheim. That's going to be his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Amherst here in the second half of play. Giltner had the lead at halftime 26-19. It is now 41-24, so Amherst has scored only 5 points so far since halftime. There's a lob pass down low, falling down with the ball, and it goes out of bounds. They're trying to go back door there to Ryan Klier. He was high in the air. He had the ball, but lost it off of his leg, and it went out of bounds as he fell down to the hardwood there underneath the basket. So Giltner turns over for the 10th time here tonight. Longhorn's got the ball now for Amherst. Down in the corner, Dominique Abbott brings it out on the wing. Tobenheim has got it. Tobenheim picked up there by Kyle Hawthorne defensively for Giltner. They work the ball inside. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good, but a foul called. Ty Hadwinger got it right in front of the basket as he leans in there for Amherst and draws the personal foul. The foul goes on Kleiner. That's going to be his second. But now Caleb Lockhorn will go to the free throw line here for Amherst. He's got 2 points in the ball game. He's a 6'4" senior. He's knocked down a field goal. He's now 0 for 2 from the free throw line as he misses that one. He'll get another one. Into the ball game now, John Eberle for Amherst. Also coming in will be Kale Preble. Amherst shooting 9 out of 31 from the field so far tonight, 29%. Giltner 17 out of 33 for 52%. The next free throw is going to be up there. It's going to be no good, so he misses a pair. And the rebound comes down to Poppin for Giltner. Just by the six-minute mark here in the fourth quarter, 41-24 is the score. Giltner pounds the ball inside now. The Kleiner back outside to Hastings. Shot for three. Good. Jared Hastings knocks down his second three-pointer. This one from the top of the key. And now Giltner has opened up a 20-point lead, 44-24. With 5:36 to play, there's Abbott. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Abbott slips a couple of defenders. Goes for the basket. His shot good, but he's hung for the traveling violation. Traveling violation on Dominique Abbott. Ben Hendricks coming into the ball game now for Giltner. Here comes Dustin Hastings comes back in. Jake Finley comes back in. We see Dylan Gartner coming back in. And I think Kleiner was the only guy who stays out there for the Hornets. So four new guys back on the floor. This 8-9-man rotation just continues there, and it's pretty darn good. As a two-time defending champs, the Giltner Hornets looking to get back to the state tournament for the fifth year in a row. Here's a Gartner inside, turnaround jumper off of the baseline. Good. Dylan Gartner's got his second field goal in the ball game, and now the Hornets blowing this one right wide open. It's 46-24 in favor of Giltner. Back outside is going to be Eckhout with the ball. Eckhout comes over to Preble. Dremel penetration to the elbow, left side of the lane.
In the market for some Galve? See Mike or Dell Tobenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, pay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills from Tobenheim Galve.
With the basketball over there is going to be Eckhout. Brandon Eckhout throws the ball down low, down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, and he's fouled. John Eberle gets the field goal to go down the hole there for Amherst, and he is fouled in a play. The personal is going to be whistled here on Dylan Gartner of Giltner. That's going to be his third. So that's the sixth team foul on Giltner here in the basketball game. But going to the free throw line is going to be John Eberle trying to convert on a three-point play. 4 minutes and 25 seconds to play. It is 46-26. As John Eberle will go to the free throw line here. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. So he converts on a three-point play. Now Amherst wants to call a timeout. Amherst calls the timeout. 4 minutes and 25 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Giltner 46, Amherst 27.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight brought to you in part by CHS Agri-Services Center, also by Robert Shaw Insurance, and by Todd's Body and Glass. We're at Gibbon High School tonight. This is the D24 District Championship game between Giltner and the Amherst Broncos. Giltner had the lead at halftime with a score of 26-19, held Amherst without scoring for about 4 minutes in the third quarter. Opened up a 41-24 advantage after three. And right now the Hornets have a 19-point lead, 46-27, as they try to lock up another district championship here tonight at Gibbon. So Giltner has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Kyle Hawthorne has got it. Hawthorne out here in three-point territory. Lobs it on the high post. That's Clyer with the ball. Hands it away. Hawthorne to Clyer. There's a diagonal pass across the lane. Tipped away from Dustin Hastings, but it's recovered on the far sideline. Jake Finley comes out here in three-point territory to Dylan Henricks. Henricks now to Clyer. Gets it here to Finley again. Wings it down in the corner. On the left side, that's Dylan Henricks. Now to Dustin Hastings. Drives the ball down the lane. Leads it off underneath the basket. His shot is up there. No good, but he's hammered into the play. Dylan Hastings got the pass from Dustin Hastings, and he is hammered on the play. High Plains continues to lead Kennesaw 56-49. They've got just a skosh more than 2 minutes left in that ball game. Shot from the free throw line by Dylan Hastings is up there and in. He is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Hastings has got 4 points in the ball game. Giltner has got just so many weapons on this basketball team. Dustin Hastings, 16 points. You've got Kyle Hawthorne with 7 tonight. Clyer has got 6 points. They just keep coming at you. Next shot is up there and in by Dylan Henricks. He's now got 5 points in the ball game for Giltner. The lead is back up to 21 points at 48-27. Now with 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play, here's Preble with the ball. Gets away, drives it down the lane. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Dylan Hastings. Hastings gets the rebound. Gets into the hands now of Kyle Hawthorne. Hawthorne brings it back in the offensive zone. As the Amherst Broncos are attacking all over the place now. There's a feed to Clyer underneath the basket. A nice pass. Wide open. Dustin Hastings, and his shot is up and in. Clyer gets the assist. Dustin Hastings gets the field goal. Hastings now with 18 points in the ball game, and Giltner leads by the score of 50-27. There's a traveling violation now in Amherst. Tobenheim was facing pressure on the wing on the left side of the lane. And in the process of trying to get away, he's whistled for the traveling violation. Turnover number 13 on Amherst in the ballgame. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the D2-4 district championship game from Gibbon. 50-27, Giltner has got the lead. Hornets will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Dustin Hastings has got it. Hastings hands the ball away to Hawthorne. He'll bring things up against Tobenheim. Gets it into the offensive zone. Comes over here to a Dylan Henricks. Two-handed pass underneath the bucket. Hastings, hook shot is up there and in. Dustin Hastings scores again. He's got 20 in the ball game now for Giltner. He averages 10.8 on the season. Tobenheim has got the ball in the high post. Lockhorn has got it. The free throw line dribbles down the lane. He banks one home. Caleb Lockhorn gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. Pressure now by Amherst in backcourt. Giltner gets the ball in. Kyle Hawthorne has got it. Brings it right to the 10-second line. Spins and finally brings it into the offensive zone. 52-29. There's a nice feed underneath the basket. And another wide open shot by Ryan Clyer. It's up there and in. They're slicing up the Amherst defense right now. Clyer gets an easy field goal. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 54-29. Amherst trailing in the ball game. Driving down the right side of the lane. It's going to be Tobenheim. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Dustin Hastings. Hastings down the near sideline now for Giltner. Gets it into the hands of Dylan Henricks. Henricks over to a Kyle Hawthorne. There's another shot in the lane by Clyer. It's up and in. Ryan Clyer just inside the free throw line scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and Giltner now leading by a score of 56-29. Amherst has scored only 10 points here in the second half of play. There's a shot going to be partially deflected at the free throw line as Abbott goes up for the shot and is blocked down there by the Giltner Hornets. Now Giltner comes back the other way. Minute and 41 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Kyle Hawthorne has got the ball. Hawthorne wings it over here on the right side of the wing. Dylan Henricks has got it. Gets it back out to a Kyle Hawthorne. Two-handed pass to the far sideline to Hastings. Free throw line to Clyer. Back out to Dustin Hastings. And now Giltner will just spread the floor here with a minute and 20 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, leading by a score of 56-29. So the Hornets getting ready to chop down the nets for the fifth straight year. There's a Dustin Hastings dribble penetration. Nice pass down low. Henricks shot no good, but he's fouled into play. Dylan Henricks is fouled into play there. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Braden Eckout. That's going to be his third personal foul. That's going to send Henricks to the free throw line. He's 3 out of 5 there tonight. He's got 5 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. He'll have another one. So the defending champs in Class D2, Giltner will be back to defend their state championship here in 2013. As the starters now for Amherst going to come out of the ball game at the 106 mark of this contest. There's a Dylan Hastings back to the free throw line. Or Dylan Hendricks back to the free throw line. His shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Gartner. Gartner gets it over the left side. There's a shot taken. It's going to be up and in. Corey Hollick scores there. So Hollick getting a field goal for the Giltner Hornets. And now it's a 30-point lead, if you can believe that. 59-29 after a very competitive first half of play. There's a shot taken by Van Dyke that's going to be no good by Amherst. Logan Van Dyke, and the rebound comes down to Giltner. And now the Hornets going to call another timeout to get this last player in the ballgame as Trevor Phillips will come in there for Giltner. So the Hornets will play again next Thursday at the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. And they will head to the state tournament this year with a mark of 21 wins and 4 losses on the season. Looking to win the state championship for the third year in a row. And for Amherst, just another year of waiting for a return trip to the state tournament. They were there last time 26 years ago in 1987 when they won the state championship that year. They haven't been back since. That's why you got to cherish those moments of the state tournament. It might be a while before your team gets back there, and that's been the case for Amherst. 26 years without playing in the state tournament, and they'll have to wait another year as they're going to go down here tonight to Giltner. They're trailing by 30 points here, 59-29. Giltner has got the ball back in their offensive zone here as the second and third teamer is going to finish things off here for the Hornets. This is Justin Joyce, who's a sophomore. It's into the ball game now. He dribbles out here to the top of the key. Justin Joyce holds the ball to Nick Preisler, who's into the ball game now. He's another sophomore here for the Hornets, and their head coach, Matt Drew, over here on the wing to Justin Joyce, down low to Gartner. He's off of the baseline from 5 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jesse Wells of Amherst. Long shot is taken at the horn. It's going to be no good, and that is the ball game. The Giltner Hornets rolling in the second half of play. After leading by 7 points at halftime, 26-19, they hold Amherst to just 10 points in the second half, and outscores Amherst 33-10 after halftime. And the Giltner Hornets go on to win the Class D24 District Championship ball game tonight. The final score in this one at Gibbon High School, it was Giltner 59, Amherst 29. Back with a recap after this.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS AgriService Center. People and resources you can count on always.
In the market for some Galvay? See Mike or Dale Taubenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, pay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills from Taubenheim Galvay.
Giltner State Bank wishes the Giltner Hornets good luck as they continue tournament play. Our new facility is now open on the Giltner Spur. Stop in and meet our friendly staff. They can help you find the right account to meet your needs, whether it's an IRA or a loan for your business. Lobby is open from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday by appointment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce are happy to support Giltner Athletics and would like to send out a big congratulations to all the players on a great season. Go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Giltner. Giltner out on top as they win over Amherst tonight by a score of 59-29. Giltner head coach Matt Drew is going to join us on the post-game show. And Matt, another district championship. This winning ever get old to you guys down there at Giltner?
This one was pretty enjoyable. These six seniors are great guys. They deserve it. You know, they played great second halves here at sub-districts and districts, and really come out on fire that second half.
What was the difference in the second half? You guys kind of sputtered a little bit to get the game started tonight, to win a couple of minutes without scoring. And then what was the difference in the second half? We really had a great second half.
It's kind of been our MO this year, kind of slow starts, but trying to figure out how to change that, but haven't been able to. Justin Hastings hit some huge shots in the first half to keep us in it. And the second half, our defensive intensity just picked up for us.
You guys end up shooting 24 out of 44 from the field. You just got so many weapons out there. Dustin Hastings was the guy tonight, but you got so many weapons out there.
Oh, you know, these guys, we come in every morning and do a lot of shooting on our shooting machine that our booster club bought us. So we appreciate our fans for paying for that. And our boys are using it. You know, they hit the weight room, they hit the shooting machine. So it's good to see all that hard work pay off.
Final numbers, you hit 14 out of 21 shots in the second half for 67%. I like your chances when you're shooting 67% from the field.
And I think we had a couple offensive rebounds, too, just hitting it and make those short shots in. So when we did miss, we were going right back after it, and that's the way we want to play.
You held them to only 10 points in the second half. Did you change anything defensively? Flashed a little zone a couple of times, but basically a man-to-man today?
Sorry, what was that?
Talk about your defense. You held them to just 10 points in the second half.
You know, we switched defenses quite a bit. We started in a 2-3 and didn't like your energy, so we went man. We won 2-2, and we went back to 2-3. So, you know, that's kind of what we pride ourselves at Gildner on is our defense, and these guys know how to play the best.
You're the two-time defending state champs in Class D2. Is this a team that maybe can win her again in 2013?
If we're as lucky as we were the last 2 years, maybe. I just hope we can keep the good luck, and these guys deserve all the success they have. So we're very good guys, very good teams. So hopefully we can get lucky down there again.
What's it take to win down at the state tournament?
I like to think preparation. You know, we play a style I think that can work in a big court. Good defense and good shooting and, all, of course, good luck.
So next Thursday, Gildner will get another run at the state tournament. Let Matt get down to the floor and let him chop down the nets for the fifth straight year. They get ready to head back to the Boys State High School basketball tournament down in Lincoln. You're listening to the postgame show here tonight from Gibbon High School. We'll come back and check some of the numbers as we continue on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Giltner State Bank wishes the Giltner Hornets good luck as they continue tournament play. Our new facility is now open on the Giltner Spur. Stop in and meet our friendly staff. They can help you find the right account to meet your needs, whether it's an IRA or a loan for your business. Lobby is open from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday by appointment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Gibbon High School, the Giltner Hornets, the Class D2-4 district champions here tonight as they take on Amherst, and they beat the Broncos by the score of 59-29, outscoring Amherst 33-10 in the second half of play. It was 9-5 in favor of Giltner at the end of the first quarter. The Hornets, like we said, got off to a slow start here tonight, 3:45 in the first quarter. They were shut out until they hit a field goal. Had a 9-5 lead after one. Giltner then built that lead to 5 points in the second half, or second quarter of play a couple of times. 22-17 was the last time. They got it up to 8 points at 25-17. 27-19 was the score at halftime. And then Amherst went about 4 minutes of the third quarter without scoring while Giltner opened up a 41-24 third quarter lead, and you get the picture as the Hornets dominate the second half of play, and they go on to win tonight by a score of 59-29. Listening to the postgame show here tonight as Giltner has chopped down the nets at one end. They've chopped down the nets at the other end, and now the district championship picture is going to be taken here as they get ready to head to the state tournament in Lincoln coming up next week. High Plains tonight has beaten Kennesaw by the score of 62-57. High Plains 62, Kennesaw 57. That's a final score in from a D1 district championship ball game tonight at Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll take another timeout, go back and check the scoring in this ball game as we continue on the Breeze.
If you're
yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner wins it tonight over Amherst by a score of 59-29. You're listening to the postgame show here tonight on The Breeze. Checking the scoring in the ball game, Dustin Hastings led the way for Giltner. He scores 20 points in the basketball game, had 13 in the first half, came back with 7 more in the second half as Dustin Hastings had 4 2-point field goals and 4 3-point field goals in the ball game tonight. Hastings leads the way with 20. Also in double figures tonight for Giltner was Ryan Clyer as he scores 10 points in the ball game. He had 5 field goals. The other scores for Giltner, Kyle Hawthorne, he had 7 points tonight. Hawthorne had a 3-pointer, a couple of 2-point field goals for his 7. Jared Hastings had 2 threes. He had 6 points in the ball game. Dylan Hendricks had a field goal, and he was 4 out of 7 for the free throw line for 6 points. The other scores for Giltner, we had Garrett Poppin scoring a couple of field goals, and he was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line for 4. Dylan Gartner had a couple of field goals and 4 points for Giltner. The scoring for Amherst in the ball game, they were led tonight by Dominique Abbott. He had 13 points, but 10 of those came in the first half of play. Abbott knocked down 1 3-point field goal, and he had 4 2-point field goals, and he was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. The other scores, we had Ty Hadwinger. He scored 7 points. He had a couple of field goals, and he was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Caleb Lockhorn, he had 4 points and a couple of field goals. He was 0 out of 3 from the line. Braden Eckout had a field goal for 2. And that is it for Amherst scoring. They only had 4 guys score in the basketball game here tonight as Amherst loses to Giltner tonight by the score of 59-29. We'll come back and check the final shooting numbers as we continue on the Breeze.
In the market for some Galvee? See Mike or Dale Taubenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, pay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills from Taubenheim Galvee.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Gibbon High School. Again, Giltner wins the Class D2-4 District Championship. They beat Amherst tonight by a score of 59-29. Final shooting numbers in for Giltner. They were 24 out of 44 from the field tonight for 55%. Amherst just 11 out of 43 for 26%. Giltner hit 7 out of 15 three-pointers tonight for 47%. Amherst is 1 out of 6 for 17%. The rebounds, Giltner had 28 rebounds tonight, 19 for Amherst. Giltner also holding an 8-7 advantage on the offensive glass. Giltner had 12 turnovers in the ball game. Amherst had 13. Giltner had 8 steals in the ball game tonight. Amherst had 5 block shots. Giltner had 4. Amherst had 1. But again, it was a big second half for Giltner as they outscore Amherst 33-10 after halftime. And Giltner goes on to win by a score of 59-29. Dustin Hastings leading the way for the Hornets as he scores 20 points in the ball game. Giltner, the two-time defending Class D2 state champions, back in the state tournament field for the fifth straight year. Giltner will have a record of 21 wins and 4 losses when play gets underway at the state next Thursday in Lincoln. Amherst will wrap up their season with a mark of 13 wins and 10 losses. So the next time we talk to you, we'll be at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament down in Lincoln. Our network of stations will have complete coverage of all the area teams. Here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 will get things started with Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Sutton on Thursday. That one gets underway at 8:50 here on the Breeze. Then we'll come back in the night. We'll have the Giltner Why Not ball game for you here on the Breeze. So you can follow St. Cecilia, Sutton, and Giltner on the Breeze. And over on Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR. Kearney Catholic will play Norfolk Catholic at 1:50 on Thursday afternoon. We'll also have a play-by-play coverage of Minden and Pierce. That will go at 8:35 on Thursday night. So that wraps things up from Gibbon here tonight. Again, a big second half for the Giltner Hornets. They go on to beat Amherst tonight in the Class D24 District Championship ball game by 30. Giltner wins it by a score of 59-29. My statistician, Gene Shaw, my producer and engineer, John Debrin. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Gibbon.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.